You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Ji, mashallah, we got Sawur bhai in the studio. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam rahmatullah barakatuh.
We had some istikharas. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah barakatuh. I think I may have nazar-e-bad because I have flu. You know, so I don't think nazar-e-bad is to do anything with flu, but maybe we'll inshallah. It's not an istikhara. They want a wazifa to read for that as well. And also someone sent in a message. I did a Ruhani Ilaj last week and you said it was Nazar-e-Bad. Please could you repeat to me what is the way of getting rid of the Nazar, inshallah. And also, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm scared of traveling and climbing. Please can you tell me something that my fear goes away?
Fear of climbing.
Fear of heights, I think. I think that refers to a lot of people, including myself as well.
Yeah. Even though Afsa, I think you go Ghar-e-Hira,
Alhamdulillah. I am a bit scared of heights as well, sadly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name, I don't want to mention the name. Please, can you look and give me a wazifa for body pain?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to cold and flu, Afisab, the person who's suffering from cold or flu or both, if they recite Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, the complete Surah three times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, Durood Sharif three times before and after, and perform them upon themselves. And if somebody else is performing the dham, then they perform them upon the inflicted. And you need to do this for three consecutive days. Inshallah azawajal, the person who's suffering from cold or flu will be relieved, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
So three times Surah Fatiha with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time. Durood Sharif before and after, three times before, three times after. And also need to do it for three consecutive days.
Okay. Without. If someone does miss one day, then
start again. Okay. In regards to fear, Ya Hafidhu. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, with Durood Sharif before and after, recite this 16 times and perform them upon yourself. And if somebody else is doing it for you, then obviously they'll perform them on.
Take, inshallah.
I think it's good to learn it themselves, because then if they are going to some place where there's some height, for example, then do the wazifa first and then.
Can you do the wazifa first and then go for climbing?
But they can do it generally as well, but if they were going, for example, like, you're going to, mashallah, if you're away on your tour again,
inshallah,
before you climb Ghar-e-Thor or Ghar-e-Hira, whichever one you climb, inshallah.
How many times was it? Ya Hafiz?
16 times.
16 times.
Ya Hafiz. Ya Hafiz. Ya Hafiz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can you please do istikhara for my son? Code word green. Jee, inshallah, Azawajal. Can I have istikhara done? I find it hard to stay in a job, and I always want a new job or something else. I also struggling to find a spouse. Please keep my name anonymous, inshallah.
If the person who's suffering from any types of body pain,
Jee.
If they recite Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu in abundance, with Durood Sharif before and after, every now and again when they remember, inshallah, bodily pains will be eased.
Inshallah. Jee, I've got a message from this. These are from Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm watching you from Nigeria. I have a serious health challenge with my lumbar and cervical spine. I don't want to go for surgical operation. Please, what prayers should I offer to solve my problem?
Just repeat that for me, please. I'm getting something.
Cervical out. And lumbar problems. Cervical spine problems and lumbar.
Which is, I think, is also back related.
Back pain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You just, I think this was one. You mentioned about diabetes. Can you please say the wazifa for diabetes again?
In regards to evil eye, Afsar, you mentioned, I think there's one of the istikhara replies has come back, which is evil eye as well. I don't know if you want to mention that, but then I'll give to cover both, then, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Ji, istikhara for evil eye has been done. Code word green, and the istikhara is nazre bad. And also another istikhara was done. This is for my younger brother got married last year. Since then, we have a lot of trouble in our house, a lot of arguments and fights. So, inshallah, Azawajal, both of the istikhara has been done. And both of them have been as nazre bad. Ji,
bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to cure for someone who's inflicted with evil eye, it mentions recite this invocation. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma min kulli shaytanin wa hammatin wa min kulli aynin lamma. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma min kulli shaytanin wa hammatin wa min kulli aynin lamma.
Assalamu alaikum. Hope you are well, inshallah. I would want an istikhara done for myself about my life and the hereafter. For the better one. I don't think that you can have an istikhara done for that kind of thing. Obviously, you know, to have a hereafter and a better life is to do good amal, to do good actions, try to be pious, inshallah. Yeah,
we'll give you a vazifa for that, inshallah.
Ji, we'll give you a vazifa for to become pious.
In regards to diabetes, you wanted me to mention a
specific vazifa, I think it was the one to do.
Okay. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This particular spiritual cure, I'll give the reference first, is chapter 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 80. رَبِّ يَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانٍ نَصِيرًا. So that's what they will read three times. Durus Sharif once before and after, perform them upon the water and then consume that. But you need to do this three times daily. So subah, dopehar, sham, morning, midday, evening. The brother that sent the message, I think they were asking about the istikhara. They want to have a good life and also want to have a better ending or a better afterlife. So spiritual cure in regards to this, Afasab, this particular spiritual cure is the first spiritual cure mentioned in 40 spiritual cures. So 40 spiritual cures, beautiful small booklet which Amir al-Sunnah have wrote, which as its title, 40 Spiritual Cures, it's got 40 spiritual cures in it.
MashaAllah.
So this can actually be downloaded from the Dawsami website. So it's the first spiritual cure. And this particular spiritual cure protects you from evils of Satan. So if you're protected from the Satan's evils, inshallah, you'll be good in this world. So you'll have a better life. And then also, it also bestows a person with an ending of life upon faith. So faithful ending, inshallah. So inshallah, someone who dies with faith, inshallah, will have a good afterlife.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah. So this beautiful spiritual cure, very simple. I think if we make a habit of this, for example, five namaz we read anyway. So if you make a habit of reading it after each namaz, so you'll be doing this five times a day. Seven times, and it's so simple. Huwallahu ar-Rahimu. Huwallahu ar-Rahimu. Huwallahu ar-Rahimu. So seven times after each salah. Inshallah, that person will be secured evils of Satan, and also he'll die upon faith. Inshallah,
alhamdulillah,
die with his iman.
Ameen. And
this is the dua that we always ask for as well. Inshallah, that iman salamat.
And if the iman is salamat, then inshallah everything will be okay. Alhamdulillah. Another istikhara has been done. This was for an Islamic brother who says that we can hear footsteps and voices in the house, but there is no one there. Istikhara has been done. The istikhara has come back as clear. So there's nothing there. Well, that's what they said. There's nothing there. We can't see any. So it might be just the neighbors messing about with you.
Yeah. One, for any type of problem like this where you can't make, you know, sense of it, and you're hearing things, etc. A very good amal in regards to this. If there is a problem, inshallah, it'll put it to bay. And if it is the neighbors, like you say, Afzal, and you know, the walls nowadays in the new houses, they're quite thin anyway, so you can hear from next door. But so just
we had a case where someone said that, you know, I could hear footsteps walking upstairs, but we always, and she goes that we went upstairs, we checked everywhere, we couldn't find anyone. This was every night this was happening. We're really scared.
So it could, these things are, you know, like you're saying, that, you know, they found the solution.
Yes.
But sometimes you don't find a solution and it's there and it gives you the creeps and etc. So beautiful amal in regards to this, very simple. Ya salamu, but you need to do ya salamu with 125,000 times, which apne is banao mashhoor hai sabha lakh. 125,000 times, ya salamu. The whole family could sit down and do it. You don't have to do it in one sitting as well. Okay? So you can do it on a couple of sittings, or you can just do it in one sitting, but the whole family can join in. And you have them gutliya nowadays, the kajur gutlis, you can do them. Or you can do them on the tasbih.
You can get them tiktikiyan.
So you do ya salamu with 125,000 times. In between now and again, few times durud sharif, if you can. Okay? Once you've completed the wazaif, then do a fatiha. And do dam upon some water. Once you've done dam upon that water, the whole family members consume some, but put a little bit aside. When you put that little bit aside, then what I'd like you to do is, if you go around the whole house, all four corners of every room, apart from the bathroom, and sprinkle in each corner, the whole house, and do this for 7 consecutive Thursdays. Inshallah, if there is any problem, we put to bay, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat mentioned this in one of the Madi Muzakaras recently as well. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you pray for my mother to have a healthy son? We have 5 sisters and we would love to have a baby brother. I know how it would make my mother happy as well, inshallah. Auladi narina, inshallah. Please, can you do istikhara for my son? Who doesn't listen to me?
Regarding a son, very tried and tested amal, Afza. Beautiful amal, very simple as well. Every Friday, without fail, if you recite this 10 times, every Friday, no fixed time, on a Friday, the husband can do it as well, the wife can also do it as well. Even if, you know, like for example, was this a son that was mentioning?
Yeah.
About his mother, yeah?
So no, even, daughters. Even,
yeah?
Daughter.
Was it the husband?
There's 5 sisters on the
Achha, one. The rest of the, even the family members can do it as well. But it's without fail, at least one person needs to do the spiritual cure. Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u. 10 times. It's also in spiritual cures, 40 spiritual cures as well. It's spiritual cure number 10. So if they want to, you know, download the booklet and look at it, you know, while they're reading it. Very simply, Ya Bari'u, 10 times every Friday without fail.
You know, before Maghrib, if you do it on a Friday, inshallah, it will be very good to do.
Yeah, according to the Islamic dates, the day changes after Maghrib. Yeah.
So that means they can do it on a Thursday after Maghrib.
Thursday night, yeah, after Maghrib they can do
inshallah.
It. Inshallah. Friday, so basically.
Another istikhara has been done. Code word green. Please do istikhara for my son who doesn't listen to me. Istikhara has been done and it's come back as Nazr-e-Bad. Nazr-e-Bad. So, yeah. Inshallah, Nazr-e-Bad.
La ilaha illallah. See, I thought you were going
to. No, I was
that's when you remember it.
Okay.
Yeah, La ilaha illallah 60 times, inshallah, with Durood Sharif before and after and perform them upon the one who is inflicted with evil eye, inshallah, azza wa jalla, the evil eye will be removed.
Inshallah, azza wa
jalla. One thing, you know, we get a lot of messages regarding evil eye. If we make a habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, if we make a habit of reciting this before we eat, inshallah, azza wa jalla will be safeguarded from evil eye.
MashaAllah.
So,
and you know, sometimes people think, well, we already do read Bismillah, but there will be, you know, times where, you know, sometimes you're rushing. And I'll be honest with myself as well. Now, you know, today I was in Fazan-e-Madina. and we had some khajura there. And I sat down and I just started to, you know, I was doing some work and I just picked them up and started eating. I thought, stuff. I didn't want to read Bismillah. So there's a dua that you should read if you forget to read Bismillah, which is Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. So sometimes it does happen. So every time, you know, especially when you're at home, sometimes you're in a rush, and even children as well, you know, try to recite it loudly so that they can hear as well, inshallah.
That's one beautiful thing, alhamdulillah, which we pick up. For us, it seems natural because we've been in the environment a while, but this is something which Dawud Islami, alhamdulillah, you know, when we came newly in the Mahal, and which was something which I personally liked myself as well, is that, for example, you're traveling on a Madini Kafran, you're with the other brothers, somebody will do something and he'll read it out loud. So those who haven't, it reminds them, it's like a reminder, alarm call, that you haven't done it.
MashaAllah.
You know, rather than them saying, oh, have you done this? They're just reading out the line. Automatically you remember that, oh, I've got the dua.
And then you read the dua.
MashaAllah. So that's another beautiful thing.
Alhamdulillah. And Amir Al-Sunnah stresses on that as well, you know, especially when you're at home, read Bismillah, read it loudly so that other people can hear as well.
Yeah, for example, you're walking up the stairs and, you know, Allahu Akbar.
Gee.
You start reading a little loud, it'll remind the other people who are walking behind
they
you.
They will read as well, mashallah. Another istikhara has been done. There was no code word, but it says, wife not well, always pain. So the istikhara has been done and it's come back as illness. So inshallah, so it doesn't say, you know, but always pain, so pain in the body. So an istikhara for that as well.
The spiritual cure here, this is for somebody who's ill very regularly. So it mentions, keep reciting Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, with Durood Sharif before and after. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, they will get better.
Inshallah. We've got another message. Assalamu alaikum. I would like,
wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to do istikhara. They've given the name and it says it's diabetes. BP high suddenly. Also, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word, code March 87. Can you please do istikhara for me? Same days I feel depressed and lost and unable to do my salah and do my work. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum. Please read out the wazifa for hair loss again. Jazakallah. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara? See if I am suffering any illness, no names please. Code word Rasool. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you give me a wazifa for cough? Another istikhara has been done. Istikhara was for someone who sent in a message for sugar and BP high suddenly. Istikhara has been done and it's come back as illness. So there's no evil eye, there's no black magic or anything involved. It's a sign of illness.
The reply that you just given for the istikhara just now, the diabetes. I gave the spiritual cure before. I'll just mention it once more. The ayah was Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin waj'alni min ladunka sultanan nasira. If they recite this three times with Durood Sharif once before and after, perform them upon water and then drink this three times a day, so morning, midday and evening, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
How many
cured.
Times?
I'll give a spiritual cure.
Three times did you say?
Yeah, recite this verse three times.
Jee.
With Durood Sharif once before and after, and perform them upon water.
Jee.
But then you need to do it three times a day as well.
Okay.
Jee. So,
Subah Dupair
Sham. Yeah.
Mashallah.
Morning, midday, evening. I'll also give you a home remedy in regards to this. It mentions dry 1 kilograms of bitter gourd or bitter melon, yani karela, as we famously know. Grind it, including the seeds. So get 1 kilo of karela, grind the karela as well as the seeds. Grind it all completely and then take a quarter of a spoon with water daily on an empty stomach. Inshallah, so this will be very helpful.
That's for diabetes?
For diabetic.
Mashallah. Inshallah. But also just to...
It says duration, do it at least for 92 days.
92 days, okay. So, you know, this... It's easy getting it, but it's hard getting rid of it.
Gigi. Or what you can do is, for example, if that's difficult for you, that get a gorilla and then grind it. Let's say this is 50% easier.
Okay,
so instead of getting bitter gourd and then grinding it and then drying it and so taking the powder, you can actually get bitter gourd juice.
Yes, yeah.
Again, so what you can do is take one spoon of bitter gourd juice morning and evening.
Just one spoon of that.
Yeah, one spoon morning, one spoon in the
pura
evening.
Glass nahi parna.
No, ek chamach.
Yeah, and I just want to mention this, we reiterate this and we keep mentioning this as well, that if you are taking medications for your illness, then please do not stop taking the medications unless your doctor advises you. You know, we will never ever say to you that stop taking medication, we've got this for you, itaviz lao, you'll get better, don't worry about it, doctor evetale marne. You know, don't ever do that, inshallah. Dawat Islami will never give you in regards to any ideas regarding that. Always take your medications, consult your doctor, but on the side, take the tawizat as well. Allah is the one who gives shifa. Sure. Maybe if your shifa is in medication, end of the day, it is Allah's zat who gives shifa. If it's in tawizat, Allah Ta'ala's zat. But sometimes what does happen is, when it comes to the last stage, where, for example, someone's even got cancer, and you know they take the medication. Obviously, they're probably in the last stage. They knew about it. Please don't leave it to a so late. As soon as you find out, start doing tawizat-e amal as well. And there are so many people, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, who Allah Ta'ala has given shifa when they had cancer by taking the tawizat-e attariya. So don't never leave it too late. Inshallah, Azawajal.
Yeah, Asabi, the message came regarding they wanted us to repeat the spiritual cure for hair loss.
Ji.
Yeah, so this was whilst in the state of being in ablution, yani ba-wuzu, recite Surah Al-Layl. Surah Al-Layl 41 times.
Ji.
But when you're reciting Surah Al-Layl, you need to recite it with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time. So recite Surah Al-Layl with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time whilst being in the state of ablution. Perform them upon either mustard oil or coconut oil. Mustard oil or coconut oil. So read the Rushi before and after this spiritual cure as well. Perform them upon mustard oil or coconut oil, and then either massage it in yourself or get it massaged into your head before you go to sleep. Inshallah, within a few days, the hair fall will stop. And then if you gradually keep it going, inshallah, it will also strengthen your hair. If somebody is starting to get bald patches, inshallah, new hair will start to grow. Also, if you get to the bottom of that bottle, before it finishes, if you mix it into some more oil, inshallah, that will be sufficient as well.
You won't have to have to do the wazifa again and again. You don't have to do the wazifa again and again. MashaAllah as well. And I know there's a lot of people that do suffer, sadly, from hair loss as well. So inshallah as well, if you have that problem or you know of someone who's got this problem of hair loss, please give them this wazifa to read as well.
It's Allah cheaper than going to Turkey, like you said last week.
It definitely is cheaper than going to Turkey. MashaAllah. Ji, I've got a result for the istikhara. Code was March 87. The istikhara has come back as Nazr-e-Bad. Again, to get rid of Nazr-e-Bad, La ilaha illallah, 60 times before and after Durood-e-Pak as well.
Regarding severe cough, Afsar, you mentioned.
Ji.
Spiritual cure for cough. Mentions recite Surah Al-Fatiha 3 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with Durood Sharif 3 times before and after.
Ji.
Inshallah, duration 3 days.
We've got the istikhara done for code word Rasul. The istikhara has come back as illness, so there's no black magic or evil eye.
If they recite Ya Salamu 33 times with Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and consume that water, inshallah, they will be cured. This can be done several times through the day. In fact, it can be done every time they drink water as well.
Someone sent in a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Brother, is the dua to pray to find a job to be in? The job you want to be in. You know, so for example, I want that job. Is there a specific dua that I'll get that job?
To get a particular job, no, but to get a job.
A job, yeah.
So, and basically you'll do this spiritual cure to get a job, and then you apply for what you want to apply for, and inshallah,
inshallah,
all being well. There's also, I mean, I'll give you one for the job, and there's also one for interview as well. So if you are successful with the actual application, and then you've got an interview date, then inshallah, if they get in touch with us again, then we can also give that one for being successful in your interview as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My mom has epilepsy and is always ill and has headaches. Please, can you do istikhara? Ji, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Spiritual cure, which was for somebody who was looking for a job. This is taken from booklet Sparrow and Blind Snake. Jidia or Anda Samp. Page number 34, spiritual cure number 16. And it mentions to read 2 units of Nafal Salah. Ghairi makruh time, yeah? So non-dislike time. Once you've completed and you do salam, recite Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu 182 times. Ya Latifu 182 times with Durood Sharif before and after. So once Durood Sharif before, once after, and then raise your hands and make dua for a permissible and easy job. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, one will be granted. Inshallah, dua will be accepted and one will be granted. Okay, so in regards to somebody who's suffering with vitiligo, it mentions that recite Surah Bayyina. Recite Surah Bayyina and perform dhamm upon the person who's inflicted. That's one thing. Also, write the whole of Surah Bayyina, make it into a ta'weez and get the person to wear it around their neck. Also, now this is further on, you can take this a further step. Recite Surah Bayyina, perform dhamm upon at least 2 meals that you're eating. So, you're having like lunch.
So, do them on the plate.
Recite Surah Bayyina and do on your food twice a day.
Mashallah. Ji, we've got istikhara that's been done. It's someone sent in a message. I wish to do part-time work and care with my 4 children but financial difficulties. Please advise on the outcome. It was, the istikhara has come out as not better. It's up to them,
Gigi. This is, they wanted to know the indicate, because basically with istikhara, you're asking for guidance, aren't you? An indication whether this is good for me or not. Remember, it's zanni, it's not yakini. This is something which, you know, we mentioned after we've done istikhara, and this is for all the viewers of Madhi channel as well, that remember with istikhara, definite knowledge is not attained, and only Allah knows what's best.
MashaAllah. Code name Makkah, could I do istikhara? I have headache and have pain in the lower back, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, we've got some feedback. I just want to say, you guys are doing a fantastic job. May Allah ta'ala accept your contributions to Islam, inshallah. Jazakallah khaira.
I just want to mention this, Afsar, before it finishes, because I think you got a couple of messages regarding epilepsy. So this particular spiritual cure is for epileptic. Somebody who's got epilepsy and he suffers, whether he suffers from the fits or not, but somebody who suffers with epilepsy, simply recite Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times with Durood Sharif before and after and perform dhamm upon that patient.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, this will go away.
Istikhara
well.
Has been done for code word Makkah, and the istikhara has come back as Nazr-e-Bad. La ilaha illallah 60 times before and after the Rude Park and do them. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will remove the Nazr-e-Bad. Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives shifa. We can only help people. Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. That brings us to the end of our program. I hope you can join us next week. Jazakallah khairah. Take care. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.